Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome J.C. Nova. She's been a psychic astrologer to the stars for the last 20 years. She is the editor of Astro Chicks, Where the Stars Collide, a celebrity gossip site with a cosmic twist. She gives readers the daily tea on their favorite stars, along with mystical dating and lifestyle tips, psychic and astrology predictions. And so let me welcome J.C. J.C., how are you?
Hello, hello. Thank you so much for having me on your show on December 1st, first day of the month, just a few weeks before Christmas.
Yes, it's coming fast and furiously, as is the new year.
Very excited about 2018 and what the new year is going to bring astrologically and numerology-wise for us.
Well, we're going to talk about that in a little bit, if you'll be willing to honor us with some tips for the new year. First of all, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about your background. You mentioned that you had your psychic opening when you were about 4 years old, when you'd had a near-death experience. Can you tell us about that and what followed?
Sure. I was the age of four, and I had gone on a church retreat with my Sunday school class. And I'm originally from Portland, Oregon, so we were down at Cannon Beach. And I was playing in the coves, and I slipped and I fell in the cove, and I didn't know how to swim. And I was going unconscious, and I had an out-of-body experience where I was standing close to my teacher, and I could see myself in the cove. My arms were flailing, and I was, as a spirit almost, trying to get other people's attention, but no one could hear me or see me. And there was this young teenage boy. He was about 16, and I kept staring at him, and I could see and feel that hopefully he would be able to see me. And thankfully he did, and he was able to go in the water and pick me up. And when he got me out of the water, I was unconscious, and I woke up in the car. The next thing I remember, I was sitting in the car, and I was in my Sunday school teacher's lap, and she had a big towel wrapped around me. And so they took me home. And after that particular day, I just felt more aware and more intuitive of my surroundings. And it really came from a sense of, especially people that I would come in contact with, and I still have these feelings today, that I instantly can kind of tell if a person is being honest, if they're lying, if they have evil intentions, anything that might be going on with that particular person. When I was right around the age of five, my family would always have big Christmas parties and holiday parties. And my grandfather, it was really important for me to be polite to our guests. And so he would have me join him at the door to welcome the guests. And I would have to introduce myself and shake their hand. And I remember one particular Christmas party, I was the age of five, and my grandfather opened the door, and there was this young man standing there. I think he was probably in his 30s. He was in a black suit, and he had like a white shirt and dark hair. And I don't remember his name, but my grandfather was like, oh, say hello and welcome him in. And as soon as I saw him, I just became petrified. And I ran into the kitchen and I hid underneath a chair. And I started crying, and my grandfather came up to me, and he was bending down, and he said, what's the matter? You know, he's like, say hello to the man. And the man was behind my grandfather, you know, reaching out his hand to say hi to me. And I just said, no, he's a bad man. He's a bad man. No, no, no. And so my grandfather got upset with me and put me to bed early. And then it was probably 3 weeks later, that man that I was afraid of was arrested for killing two women. And from that moment on, my grandfather, who was very religious, so he was a little bit afraid of my ability, was like, oh, if she doesn't like anybody, you know, you need to pay attention to her, even though he didn't really understand what was going on with me. Fortunately, my mom was very supportive. And right around the age of 8, she bought me this big kind of encyclopedia book of all the spiritual kind of arts, the art of astrology, numerology, tarot, just everything you could possibly think of. And so I started studying it from the age of 8. But my mom always said, you know, be careful who you talk to about, because not everybody would accept this. And especially, you know, some people are afraid of it. And I just kind of continued that throughout my life. I had another near-death experience at the age of 16 in a car accident, and a third one in a car accident at the age of 20. I was almost 21. So each time I've had this experience, I find my intuitive ability stronger. But at the same time, I remember in my 20s, that if I would go into a grocery store or if I was in public places, it was almost I would pick up on things and it felt like a radio station. Like when you're turning the channel and it's making all kinds of different noise and you're hearing these different voices and stuff, and I could pick up on things about people. So I had to learn how to meditate and be more grounded so that I could use my ability when I wanted to, and then also try to turn my ability down when I didn't feel like it was appropriate. So that's kind of my introduction into the spirit world. And my intuitive ability has really benefited me over life. But I really love astrology because I find it to be a really practical tool for people to use in their everyday life.
How can they use it?
Well, I think astrology is based on the time you were born. So your sun sign represents who you're trying to be in this lifetime, but there are many other planets that are involved in your chart, and that's based on the time you were born and the city you were born in. So the moon sign would represent your emotions. Mercury is how you think. Venus is how you love. Mars is your energy. And then there's other outer planets that can affect you from a transit perspective. Jupiter is good fortune. Saturn is kind of the taskmaster, like your karma. And all these astrological aspects affect us on a daily basis. And if anyone of your listeners really loves Nostradamus or follows his predictions, all of his predictions were based on astrology. He was an astrologer himself. And it can be very accurate. At the same time, I see it as more kind of like a weather report. It can tell you, oh, this is an auspicious time to be launching a business or getting married or moving. And, oh, here's some planets coming up that might be challenging for you in a relationship. So maybe you shouldn't break up with that partner right now. You know, go ahead and wait a few months until this transit is over and see how you feel about that person at that time. But it also can help you have a better understanding of people in your life, whether it's your family, your friends, could be colleagues at work, and kind of get an inside look to their personality and help you have a better relationship with others.
What about numerology? How does that work?
Well, numerology is really interesting. I've talked to a lot of people, whether it's clients or just friends, and everyone kind of has a magic number usually that shows up in their in their life, or maybe you're waking up at night at, you know, 333, or everywhere you go, you see the number 11. And numerology, like astrology, plays a big part in your life. So based on the day that you were born, if you add up your birthday, say, for example, you were born October 1st, 1985, you would add 10 plus 1 plus 1985, and then you would reduce it down to a single digit. And in this case, that would be a number 7. And based on the number 7, that's going to be your life path number of, you know, who you're trying to be in this lifetime and part of the experiences that you will have. And then also your name that you're given at birth, there are numerical numbers assigned to your name. And that has an energy vibration as well. And that's more about your personality. And then every year, new year, like for example, 2018 is a master 11 year. So for me, when I look at that, I say next year is going to be not only astrologically, but also from a numerology perspective, a really a time for people, not only on a personal scale, but on a global scale. It's like, what do you stand for? What are your personal beliefs? You know, intuitively, you have to sense situations in your life. Does this feel right? Does this feel wrong? It's about really deciding to live your life with integrity. And also about partnerships. How can we communicate more effectively? How can we get along? How can we build something together versus tear something apart?
Well, what are some of your predictions for next year?
Well, it's obviously this year has been really challenging for a lot of people. Jupiter's in Scorpio right now, and Scorpio is a sign of basically death, taxes, sex, and secrets. So it's no surprise with Jupiter and Scorpio that all these media articles and all these things are coming up around sexual harassment, and basically secrets are now coming to surface and they're being exposed. And so there's karmic retribution for people that have hurt others with their actions. Also, Pluto's in Capricorn right now, so Capricorn is the hard worker. It's about being responsible, but it also can show restrictions on, you know, some people may feel like their rights are restricted, or there's too many rules, or there's going to be more laws. It's really about the next 2 years is a big focus on structure. So we did some astrological predictions on our website starting in June around President Trump. And we predicted, for example, Priebus to leave, Bannon leaving, Sean Spicer leaving, pretty much all the predictions that we've had around Comey, Mueller, Trump, and everyone else has come to pass. I do think 2018 is going to be an incredibly difficult year for Trump. I would be surprised if he continued to stay in office, that if he does leave, I think he would resign. I do think it will have something to do with his children and the Mueller investigation. As we know today on the news, Mike Flynn has pleaded guilty. And I think that probably there's an indictment looming for Jared Kushner and possibly even Donald Trump Jr. And I do feel like that if it gets too close to his family, President Trump's family, that he may feel the need to step aside. So that is going to continue to be headline news for us, along with the harassment issues. But on the flip side, what it does is it creates conversation, and it helps people talk about topics that maybe they didn't feel comfortable talking about. And I think it helps us grow spiritually as individuals, and it really makes us think about, well, what's important to me from a friendship perspective, from a family perspective, how do I want to live my life on a day-to-day basis? How do I communicate with others? Have I been insensitive to other people without even really realizing it? So these are important topics and conversations that are going on that will continue to go on through October of 2018. I do feel like there will be additional White House members leaving Washington. And I also feel from a personal perspective, I just think that, the next 2 years, people are really going to have to buckle down and really figure out what's important to them and really be more involved on a personal and local level in their life. In the end, when we go from Pluto goes into Aquarius and Saturn goes into Aquarius, it's actually a really beautiful and spiritual time. It's almost like a cleansing over the next 2 years. We kind of have to get rid of old ideas, old philosophies. Younger people are much more open-minded and less prejudiced and more looking to the future. Also, I think artificial intelligence will just, within the next 2 years, is really going to speed up. You're going to have the self-driving cars. I think a lot of trucks will be replaced with the self-driving artificial intelligent robots. So it's just a big, big time of change. But in the end, I do think it will be positive on a spiritual level.
Now, you were talking to me before the show about a book that's coming out called Death by Misadventure. Would you like to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So Death by Misadventure is a supernatural look at the mysterious death of 33 rock stars. And so if listeners are wondering what does death by misadventure mean? So a coroner, when a person dies by, say, an accident or self-inflicted, they call it death by misadventure. That is a coroner term. And so we're taking a look at rock stars that either died, say, by accident, maybe they died of an overdose, or they could have died by suicide. What really inspired the book, I used to live overseas. I lived in Sweden for several years and London. And in February of 2016, there was a popular indie band, British indie band called Viola Beach, pop indie band. And they're between the ages of 19 and 25. And they were just on the cutting edge of kind of like stardom. And they were going on a tour, a 250-city tour. The first stop was they went to Sweden to play at a festival. And so they flew into Stockholm on a Friday, and they arrived somewhere around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and they had to drive about an hour and a half to get to the festival. So they played the show at 9:45, and they left the festival probably around 12:30 at night. And when they were driving home, there's lots of bridges in Stockholm because it's surrounded by water. This particular bridge, a big ship was coming through. And so they were lifting the bridge up. And so they had their manager with them, and the four members of the band were in the car. And there was four or five cars at a stop, and the car just drove right through the first barrier. It clipped another car. It hit the second barrier, and it just drove right off the bridge. This was at 2 o'clock in the morning. Everyone in the car was killed. What was really just so eerie is the car crashed. There was plenty of witnesses. Three emergency phone calls had to be made before ambulances and police arrived. So the police didn't arrive until 2:35 in the morning. It was 35 minutes. And I used to live in Stockholm, so to me, that's like, wow. You know, usually they'd be there within 10 minutes max. So one of the band members, the manager and the lead singer were sitting in the front seat. They died instantly. The three in the back weren't wearing seatbelts, so they were all thrown from the car. One of them was still alive, and he bled to death because of the emergency vehicles not getting there in time. And, you know, sadly, they all passed away. So when I read this article, I was just like, I read more, and then I saw the death by misadventure is how the coroner ruled the death. And I was like, wow, that's an interesting term. And so as I started looking deeper, and I was like, well, what was going on with them astrologically that day? What's going on with their chart? What was going on with them numerology-wise? So what I found out from this particular band, which was really eerie and interesting at the same time, I looked at all of their charts. They all, when you look at someone's chart to see where a person might pass, you look to their sixth and eighth house. So every single band member had an eighth house that showed death by water. And then numerology-wise, they all had a number six. Either they had a life path number six or they were born on the sixth, including the manager. And number six by itself is, you know, can be love, harmony, all these beautiful things. But also from a negative perspective, it can represent unstable energy. And at the time, Moon was in Aries and it was conjuncting Uranus. So that means something unexpected with water would happen that day from an accident perspective. So it's kind of like, if I look at it from a star, the stars were aligned in a certain perspective. And from a karmic perspective, these band members all died in this car accident together. Thomas Lowe, who is the bass player, was 27. And so there is the infamous 27 club of Jim Morrison, Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, Brian Jones, Amy Winehouse. So there's a lot of stars that have, celebrities that have died at the age of 26. And then afterwards, what was so strange is that I kept feeling the energy of Thomas Lowe and the drummer. It was like they would show up in my dreams. I would just feel their energy, like they wanted their story to be told. And then when it wasn't but a day later, then Chris Cornell died. Sadly, he killed himself. And then a couple of months later, Chester Bennington killed himself on the day of Chris Cornell's birthday. And I started looking at all these celebrities' deaths that had died by death by misadventure. And all of them had like certain planetary planets. Most of them had Moon square Venus, which is like this deep sense of abandonment and insecurity. But at the same time, it also makes you really, you know, the desire to be noticed and to get attention, and also gives you artistic gifts. So basically the book will look at each, either it's a band or it might be an individual band member, and take a look at their stories. Like if, for example, I don't know if any of your listeners are into T-Rex, but Mark Bolan was huge, bang a gong. He died when he was 29 in a car accident. And then 3 years later, his guitarist died in a car accident. And then 1 year later, another one died. So all three of them died within 4 years of each other. So there's all these like kind of weird, I guess you could call them supernatural coincidences, but I dive in and kind of look at it from purely from a fact perspective of this is what happened and how they started their career. And then I take a look from an astrological and numerology perspective of what was going on that day to see if there were any supernatural influences, and also look to see if I could see a common thread between all of them.
When is the book coming out?
The book's coming out at the end of April of next year, April 2018.
Okay, folks, so be looking for Death by Misadventure at the end of April of 2018. And, JC, we've got a lot of callers on the line, and I think a lot of them probably want to get a little reading from you. What do you need from them?
I need a birthday. Like, so say if your birthday is October 10th, 1985. So basically I will look up your planets on my ephemeris, and then I'll be able to give you just a little bit of a mini reading about what's coming up for you in 2018.
Okay, well, let's go to the phone lines. And the first caller is Kimberly. And Kimberly, you're live.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi. My birthday is November 5th, 1970.
Okay, November 5th, 1970. Have you ever had a reading before?
Not from you, but yes, I have.
Okay. So I'm pulling up your chart information. It'll be just a second. So, first of all, which I'm sure you already know, you're a Scorpio. So right now, Jupiter and Scorpio, as we talked earlier, it can be, if you're not a Scorpio, Scorpio can be intense for some zodiac signs. If you're a Scorpio, it's easy for you to kind of roll with the energy. So Jupiter and Scorpio can be very positive for a Scorpio, a Pisces, or a Cancer. It's really a time to kind of dig deep and figure out what it is that you want to do with your life. Maybe there's some important decisions that you have to really be thinking about right now. I see that you have Moon in Capricorn. So I would say that emotionally you try to not let your emotions get the best of you. So there's, you know, there's two sides where, you know, there's the analytical side of you that's like, okay, let's just be reasonable. Let's think about this. And then there's the Scorpio side because you have Sun in Scorpio, Venus in Scorpio. That's very passionate. You want what you want. Everything's really either, you know, black or white. It's either yes or no. And you kind of like a sense of mystery and you get bored easily. So there's probably two sides to your personality. I think right now over the next 2 years, because Saturn's in Capricorn, it'll be going across your moon. You may feel emotionally restricted a little bit, but I really think it's, you need to be building towards the future. So, you may feel a little bit impatient that maybe things aren't happening as quickly as you'd like them to, but I think it's really a time of allowing that Capricorn energy of kind of thinking about what it is that you want to build for the future. Are you saving money? Are you going to move, build a house, relationships, anything? It's like, it's almost like you're cleaning house emotionally. And I think you've probably came out of a pretty difficult period. Over the last year, did you have a lot of relationship issues that you were struggling with?
Yes.
Okay. So this is really a healing time for you. The Capricorn energy kind of is helping you ground. It's also going to help you heal. The Mars in Libra, you're very charming and you can be, people like really enjoy your personality. You're really fun to be around. You're very outspoken. You always speak your mind. So if someone asks your opinion, they know that you're going to kind of tell them the truth. You know, you're just going to tell it like it is. And I just want to encourage you to not let your emotions get the best of you, because it's not as bad as you think it is. And sometimes things take time and sometimes it's better. Like if you feel like you have to take care of something today, sometimes it's good to wait 24 hours, wait a few days. If you're upset with somebody, just really think about, do I really feel this way? Do I really want to have this conversation? And if you still feel the same way a couple days later, then go ahead and, have it. But, you know, I think it's by the end of 2018, from an emotional perspective, you're going to feel much more grounded and much happier than maybe you have been in a while.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Kimberly. Okay.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Miranda is next. And we're not going to be able to get to everybody. So just be forewarned. And JC, if people want to contact you, how do they get in touch with you?
The best way to reach me is at jacy@astrochicks.com. And go ahead and email me. And if for some reason I don't respond right away, go ahead and email me again. Sometimes emails go into the spam filter. So please don't think that I'm ignoring you. Just please send me another email. And I will get back to you as soon as possible.
Okay, well, Miranda, you're live.
Thanks, David. Hi, Daisy.
Sure.
Hi, Miranda. How are you?
I'm doing well. If you could just get your general read on what's going on, and specifically when you might think I would purchase a home, finding that dream home. My birthday is September 6th, 1965.
December 6th, 1967?
No, September.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry, September 6th?
Yes, September 6th, 1965.
Oh, 1965, sorry. Okay.
No, so
you're a Virgo. I'm a Virgo, too. Virgo with Libra rising. Yeah. Have you ever had your chart done before?
Oh, many years ago. I know I'm a Scorpio rising with a Capricorn moon, and that's basically it.
Okay, well, that's pretty good. So another Capricorn moon. Wow, that's really interesting. Okay, so, of course, as Virgos, we like to be of service. We work hard. We can be a little bit obsessive, hard on ourselves, on things that we're trying to accomplish. I see that you have Venus in Libra, so you're very much a romantic at heart. Harmony and balance in your relationships are pretty important to you. Your Mars in Scorpio. You're slow to get mad, but when you are mad, people better watch out. But you're fair. I would say that you are a fair person, and you try to see both sides of the coin. And I feel like from an energy perspective, Jupiter right now is pushing you forward, and you're talking about buying this house, and so you might feel a little bit antsy about it, almost like hey, I got to get this going. This needs to happen as soon as possible. The good news is because Jupiter is sitting on your Mars, and that's where the energy that's going to push you forward is in a positive aspect to your chart right now. It's going through your first house, so it kind of gives you good luck is shining on you right now. And that's going to be going through your first house from now till October of 2018. So I would say from an astrological perspective, right now is the perfect time for you to start looking for a home. But I see like 2018 is really going to be the big year for you. Because you have moon in Capricorn, and which I think you would naturally do anyway, you really have to, you know, if you're trying to buy your dream home, do you buy something that's already ready to go? Or are you going to, could you buy a fixer-upper that maybe is less money and you can customize it to have your own unique stamp on it? I almost feel like you're going to end up buying a home in a place that you didn't expect to be buying. So I would encourage you, like maybe there's a special city or location that you're looking for, I would encourage you to look at places outside that area that you may not have thought of, because I think that is where you're going to find the perfect place for you. And I definitely feel like you could accomplish your goal within a year.
Oh, that's interesting. So, okay, I will keep that in mind. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you, and have a happy new year.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks, Miranda.
Thank you, David.
You're welcome. Okay, Veronica is our next caller, and Veronica, you're live.
Hello.
Hi, Veronica.
Hello. Good evening.
Hi.
My date of birth is the 4th of July, 1960.
Nice. 4th of July. How fun. Okay, so you're born under the sign of Cancer. Just one moment. So, you have Moon in Scorpio. You have Mercury in Leo, Venus in Cancer. So, Sun in Cancer is really about the family and home. You're emotionally very sensitive, but also very caring, warm, and empathetic towards others. Because you have Moon in Scorpio, I would say that you are naturally very intuitive and psychic yourself. Do you feel that way?
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay. So I do feel like you have a strong intuition, and that it's important to trust your gut instinct in any emotional situation. Also, with the moon in Scorpio, you have to be careful not to hold on to grudges. If you've had a falling out with someone or a disagreement with someone, if you work through it, you have to emotionally let it go. Because you are you have so many water planets in your chart, you feel things on such an emotionally deep spiritual level that sometimes it's hard to let go of things that have upset you. You have Mercury in Leo, so that tells me that you have a very warm and fun personality. You can be very talkative, really fun to be around. Your family and people that you love are super important to you, and you can be very protective of those that you care about. You've got Mars in Taurus, so that makes you a little bit stubborn, but that's okay. What I see coming up for you in 2018, what's really positive now is Jupiter's in Scorpio, and because it's a water planet, it's going to be trining your Sun and Venus. So this means 2018 is going to be great from a relationship perspective, whether it's on a friendship or family level. With Moon there, I think emotionally you're going to be probably a lot happier than you've been in a while. I would say in the last couple of years, Saturn and Scorpio was sitting on your moon. So emotionally, it might have been a really difficult period for you. Do you feel like emotionally you've just come out of a bad situation?
I'm still in the bad situation, I guess.
Okay. Well, sometimes there's a saying that when we change the way we look at things, things begin to change. So it's a lot for you because you're such kind of this emotional, sensitive person. How you feel is such a big effect. Like, you can't change what other people do, but you can definitely change how you feel. And so forgiveness is for you. And I really feel like in 2018, Jupiter will be sitting right on top of your moon. And Jupiter is a positive sign. It can bring you good luck, especially if it's in, you know, the Jupiter in Scorpio and your moon is in Scorpio. I think you're going to feel that energy lifting for you, and things won't be quite as heavy as they used to be. And also having an understanding that you feel things more deeply than others that may be close to you, and you tend to be more empathetic than maybe others close to you. And on top of it, because you have this sensitive energy, you can feel what other people are feeling. So you have to be really conscious about who you allow to be around you in your life, because some people can bring their negative energy towards you and you may be picking up on that. So I would just encourage you to, if there are people around you that you find aren't supportive of you, maybe spend less time with them. But I do really honestly believe that 2018 is going to be a much happier time for you, and relationships will definitely improve.
Okay, is there a move for me in 2018?
Well, it's really up to you. I see that if you're going to do it, I would definitely do it in 2018, and I would definitely do it before October 1st of 2018. So if you're going to do it, now is the time to do it, because if you don't do it in 2018, I don't really feel like there'll be an opportunity for you to do it again for at least a couple years.
Okay. Alrighty, thank you so much.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Same to you.
Thanks, Veronica.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Our next caller is Deanna. And Deanna, you are live.
Hey, good evening, David. Hi, Jason.
Good evening.
Hi, Deanna. How are you?
I'm just very well tonight.
Great.
I'm a Scorpio with a Leo rising and a Gemini moon. My Venus is in Capricorn. My Mars is in Virgo. And is there anything else you wanted to, I could give you the date, but I don't know.
Yeah, do you want to go ahead and give me the date? That way I can look at it all straight across. I'm a visual person, so it helps me.
I was born on November 8th in 1949.
Okay.
And like I said, my moon is in Gemini. I'm sorry, my ascendant is in Leo at 23 degrees.
Okay, November 8th, 1949. Just one moment. Okay, so yes, I see the moon in Gemini. So you've got the sun and Mercury in Scorpio. Once again with a Scorpio, as I mentioned in the last call. Scorpios are very intuitive, but what I love about Scorpios is they usually have a fantastic sense of humor. What you see is what you get. Very honest, very straightforward, usually very thoughtful. When you're sharing your opinion with others, as long as you're not upset, it's a very thoughtful, well thought out, usually give great advice. Again, with the Scorpio, Saturn was in Scorpio, so anyone that has any Scorpio in their chart, they're probably coming out of a really kind of rough emotional period where probably for a couple of years things were kind of tough.
Times five. I understand.
Okay, yeah.
Saturn goes every 29 years, and I'm eagerly waiting for December 21st. To see if the next 30 years are better.
Well, it will definitely lift up for you. And it goes back to the Scorpio. Scorpios feel things on such a deep level, and you're so sensitive and intuitive. But not only are you feeling your own feelings, you're picking up on everyone else's feelings, whether it's positive or negative or fears or anxiety. So it's kind of like being in this washing machine of emotions, which can be overwhelming. Fortunate, you have Moon in Gemini, so you're a really good communicator. You like to talk. You do have a good sense of humor. You can see the humor in life, even if things are tough. You can laugh at yourself or try to laugh at the situation and understand that in time it will pass. Saturn going into Capricorn, as I mentioned, Saturn is the taskmaster. But it's also just about being practical and being responsible and hard work and seeing things for what they are. And I think that's really a gift that Scorpios have. Scorpio has the ability to kind of cut through the BS and just kind of see things for what they are. Okay. And as long as you know what the situation is, you can make your decisions based on fact, not fiction. And I feel like things will get lighter for you right after the new year. Yes, there's still a lot of work to do, but what's great about Saturn and Capricorn, even though it's sitting on your Venus, it's going to be trining your energy for Mars and Virgo. So that's going to kind of propel you forward. And you've got Jupiter and Capricorn, so you're not afraid of hard work. You're not afraid of, rolling up your sleeves and getting things done. And I think things on the decisions that you need to be making in your life right now will be much more clear to you after the new year. So I wouldn't make any super hard decisions until January. And in January, things will seem crystal clear to you. You'll be really confident in the decisions you made. And I think you'll see that emotional kind of heaviness that you've been feeling start to lift. And every month will just get progressively better throughout the year.
Oh, your mouth to God's ears. Our Virgos are pretty much our best friends. It's like
yeah,
a mutual admiration.
Yeah, there's you have Mars in Virgo and Saturn in Virgo. So any Virgos, you definitely can be best buds and thick as thieves, as they say, with them. You just kind of understand each other and work well together. So definitely.
Yeah, it's like trustworthiness very much.
Yes, and very loyal. And I think Scorpios really, really appreciate that.
Yeah. Thank you so much, JC, and thank you very much, David.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New
Year.
God bless.
Okay, we're going to move on to area codes. I haven't talked to these other people yet. Area code 724 has been waiting quite a long time. What is your name?
Hi, this is Mandy from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Mandy.
Hi.
Hello to both of you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. What's your birthday?
2279. I'm a groundhog.
Okay, that's fun. 2279. Okay. Well, I personally love Aquarius. I find Aquarius women to be very fun to be around.
Thank you.
The life of the party. Lots of great energy. Okay, so you've got Sun and Mercury in Aquarius. So I think you're super smart. You really think about things. Like a lot of things, like sometimes you have to be careful not to get stuck inside your head. But also, Aquarius with the sun and Mercury, you're very spiritual. You're very forward thinking. I would say you're not non-judgmental, very free spirited, very open minded. Moon in Aries, you've got Uranus sitting on your moon in Aries. So emotionally, you may have felt things be kind of erratic. Like it's like emotionally, I think maybe 2017 has been full of surprises for you. Like it's like, oh my God, I don't know what to expect or what's going to happen next.
Yeah.
But then there's
not good ones either.
Aw, God bless. I mean, but you're the type of person that you can roll with the punches and you can kind of see like, well, what does this really mean? Like you try to dig in and like, what was my lesson here? What's really going on? With Venus and Sag, you know, you do have a strong sense of adventure. I see that you've got Mars and Aquarius. You've got a lot of Aquarian energy. And sometimes do you feel like you think differently than other people around you, or that maybe you're more open-minded than most people?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so what's going on right now with Jupiter in Scorpio? It's squaring your Sun, Mercury, and Mars planets. And so what that means is that over the next year, you might feel more impulsive. You might feel things feel like a little bit, I don't want to say roller coaster because that's really too extreme, but it's almost like one day it's sunny, the next day it's raining. Like things just are going to feel over the next 12 months. And what it is this Jupiter in Scorpio is it kind of pushes everything that you've been feeling to the surface. So everything that needs to be said will be said to others. Anything that you've been holding back, you just need to have these conversations with people. But be mindful. Try to be kind. Be kind. But some people aren't as forward-thinking as you. Some people, if you come from it from a perspective of maybe I'm more spiritually involved in this person, or maybe because they've had different experiences in life than me, maybe they just don't necessarily see my perspective. But what's important is you have to be true to yourself. And that's what 2018 is going to be about, is about you being true to yourself, you speaking your truth, you figuring out what's important to you and what you value, and don't apologize for it. And then after October 5th of 2018, Jupiter hits Sagittarius. And when it hits Sagittarius, everything's going to open up for you emotionally. It's just going to be like, whoa, like somebody just took a big boulder off your back. You're going to be like, oh, my God. Like emotionally, you're going to feel better. You're going to feel like, all right, I've worked through any issues that I had to work through. From a love relationship perspective, even a friendship or family relationship perspective, Jupiter's going to be going over your Venus. So, I mean, from a relationship perspective, things are going to be fantastic for you from 2018, from like October on all through 2019. So whatever issues you've been dealing with, it's just kind of like you have to work through it and be prepared to expect the unexpected. And you really, there are some people in some situations that you really need to deal with right now and say some things that have not been said in a really long time that need to be said so you can move forward. Because when one door closes, another opens, and it's about you clearing out all this emotional energy that you've been hanging on to.
As far as relationships, do you see a new love interest coming my way?
Well, that's the fantastic thing about Jupiter. When Jupiter sits on your Venus, not only does it invite new love into your life, like if you're not married, it can mean, you know, kind of meeting the love of your life and getting married. Like, you know, one of those things where you run off to Vegas and get married. So it's like romance-wise, it's a fantastic period for you from October 1st, 2018, to the end of September 2019. So if you're looking for love, that is the perfect time to meet someone special. So what you need to do is really take a moment to think about what type of person you want to invite into your life, what that person's personality is, how you want your relationship to be, how you're going to communicate, even if you want physically what they look like or what's going on with them financially. So you send that invitation out to the universe so that it can come back to you in next year. And now you just have to clear out some old, stale emotional energy to make room for that new person to come into your life.
Right.
I hope that helped. I hope you have a happy new year.
Oh, you too. Happy holidays to both of you. Thanks for taking me.
Thank you.
Thanks,
bye.
Mandy.
Okay,
goodbye. Area code 718, what is your first name, please? Hello, area code 718. Can you hear me?
Yes, hello.
You have your mute on?
Hello.
Hi. What's your name?
Keisha.
Hi,
Keisha.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good.
What's your birthday, Keisha?
12/26/76.
12/26/76. So do you have any questions, or do you just want me to do a general reading for you?
I want to know about career, because I have a couple of interviews coming up. And one is kind of like totally different than anything I usually do. So I'm just wondering what's coming up for me career-wise or, you know, for the next year.
Okay. So you have Sun and Mercury in Capricorn. So from a work perspective, I would say you're super smart, a really hard worker, good at organizing, practical, down to earth. People really enjoy working with you. You have Moon in Pisces, so that means you can be very empathetic towards people that you work with. You get along well with others, and people really enjoy being around you. What I'm seeing with the Moon in Pisces is that you're naturally intuitive and mm-hmm. you're also deeply sensitive. So you can pick up on other people's feelings, and you probably might be friends and family will come to you for advice or cry on your shoulder or make those late night phone calls to talk to you about stuff that might be going on. So with career perspective, what it's telling me is you really need to use your intuition when you're getting these interviews. What I'm feeling and sensing, what's really key is how you're going to engage with them on a personal level. So I feel like both companies are looking for someone that's going to be a good fit within the team mm-hmm. and within the corporate culture. Now, I would see that you're good at fitting in with the team. You're a great leader, but also you can be a support team member as well. Mm-hmm. But I think it's really going to come down to your personality, and I really think that you can use your Moon in Pisces and use your intuition to really try to connect with people that are interviewing with you mm-hmm. on a personal level, because they need to see like, oh gosh, I'm really going to enjoy working with her on a daily basis. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you kind of described me to a T.
Oh, great. Okay. That's
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
You're a very fun person to work with. I could see, like, you're very fun, and
yeah.
people really feel like they can count on you, and that's really important, and that's where you really shine. And that's what's great is these jobs are looking for a person just like you, because done. But the other part is you got to get along with your team members. And that's where you really shine.
Well, one of the jobs, the other one is like office work, but one of the other jobs is kind of like corrections, like working in a prison. And I don't know if that might be too emotionally draining for me, like if I'm going to be too, you know, around so many people and, you know, because I'm an empath and stuff like that. If it's, you know, am I going to be depressed? You know what I mean?
Well, here's two ways to look at it. I mean, yes, I agree with you that because you are very sensitive, you'll be able to empathize with people in prison and really feel their pain. But on the flip side, I really think that you would be able to go in and make a difference. That if you see things that aren't being done correctly, or maybe people are being possibly mistreated or something mm-hmm. needs to be reorganized or restructured,
mm-hmm.
it's like they could really use someone like you on their team to help bring some more warm energy into the environment, because I see that that's what they really need, is someone that's more sensitive and empathetic. You just have to decide if that's something that you really mm-hmm. want to do. I think you'd be great at it. I think that you could have a leadership position, but you also have to have the understanding that emotionally, yes, it can be rough on you, but from a
right.
spiritual perspective, if you believe in God, it's like doing God's work, that you're there to help heal these people so they can go back out into society and be productive members.
And it would be temporary, because I graduated from law school. I have to take the bar and a couple of other exams, and once I pass those things, I can be a lawyer. So it would be temporary if I did.
Well, then I think it would be a good experience for you if you choose to do it.
Yeah, I have options. I mean, it's good to have options.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But I think it'll be a very important, from a career perspective, if you choose to take that job. It would be a very a life-changing experience for you, for sure.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm going to see. I have like a couple of – I actually have two interviews on Monday, kind of. So I'm going to, you know, see how they go, and I'm going to see what happens. I'm going to just see what happens, and then, you know, when I make my decision, I guess I'll just pray on it.
That's perfect. Well, I wish you the best and good luck on Monday, and I hope you have a happy new year.
Thank you, both of you too. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Keisha.
Bye-bye.
We're going to take one more caller, but just to put it out to the people that don't get a chance to talk to JC, once again, can you put out your website where people can get in touch with you?
Sure. You can reach me at jacy@astrochicks.com, and just send me an email. And if for some reason I don't respond right away, please feel free to email me again. Sometimes emails go into the abyss of the spam folder. So please feel free to reach out again.
Beautiful. Okay, this is our last caller. It's area code 347. What's your name, please?
Hi, my name is Tanika.
Hi, Tanika.
Hi.
Hi, Tanika. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you. My birthday is September 3rd, 1978.
Okay. And do you have any questions for me?
If you see anything about love life or career or moving or anything that jumps out at you, I'm open to hearing.
Okay, perfect. All right. So you're a Virgo, September 3rd. So you have sun and moon in Virgo, which is great. I mean, emotionally, as I mentioned earlier about a Virgo, I'm a Virgo myself. You're here in this lifetime to be of service to others. You're a very loyal friend, down to earth, practical. You have to be careful not to get too obsessed about things being just right or just perfect. But I also feel like from an emotional perspective, you have a really great sense of humor. You've got Mercury in Leo, so that tells me you're warm and funny and friends, you know, just love to be around you. And you've got Venus and Mars in Libra conjunct, so that tells me that you're very attractive, very charming. You probably get a lot of attention. And I think that probably from a relationship perspective, you have opportunities for different types of relationships. It's just a matter of choosing which type of person you want to be with, because I see Saturn sitting on your moon. So that would tell me it's almost like there are plenty of relationship opportunities, but with Saturn sitting on moon, maybe I think that would tell me you might be a little bit too hard on yourself, or you emotionally don't want to lose yourself in a relationship, or even it could refer to like maybe you're attracted to people that are kind of controlling. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So part of astrology is being aware of the positive and any challenges you might have in your chart. So part of like growing spiritually as a person and attracting or manifesting what it is that you want in your life. Part of it is understanding areas that you're really strong in and areas where you need to grow. When I look at your chart, I would look at your chart and I'd say, wow, you know, you have the chart. I call what they call the fame factor. Venus and Mars conjunct in Libra is someone that really stands out in a crowd, and you have the ability to really manifest things in your life. When the Saturn's sitting on your moon, your Saturn holds you back. It's kind of like one part of you is saying, yeah, I can do this, and the other part is like, well, no, you can't do that. What are you thinking? Or people trying to hold you back or kill your groove. So if you're mindful of that, that's really going to help you grow spiritually and help you bring more opportunities into your life. Right now, Saturn is in Capricorn. So that's going to be trining your sun and moon. So that tells me, from an emotional perspective, things are going to be much more clear to you starting right around February of next year. And I think this is going to be like a tremendous growth period for you from February of 2018 to probably just right after your birthday. It's going to be a really key 6 months. And there's one particular relationship I'm thinking of in mind that this person – it's almost like I feel like you really love this person, but maybe your heart loves them, but your head's telling you, no, I'm not sure if this is right for me. And this could be a friendship or it could be a romantic relationship. So you really need to take stock in 2018 of people that may be holding you back from what you really should be doing, because, you know, you have everything that you need in your chart to accomplish just about anything. And the only person that holding you back right now is yourself and others in your life that are too controlling, and maybe it's almost like either they feel insecure or might be jealous of you.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But I think overall it's going to be a good year, but it's about you. But I think you already know the answers to what we're talking about. But sometimes, you know, knowing the answer and then actually, you know, making a decision or executing on, like, oh gosh, maybe I shouldn't have this person in my life anymore. You know, sometimes it's easier said than done. So you're going to take that 6 months to really think about it. And that's great because of that Virgo energy you have. You're fair. You'll think about it. And at the end, trust your intuition. Whatever your gut instinct tells you, that's what you need to do.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. Thank you. That's true.
Okay. Well, I wish you the best and have a happy new year.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks.
Thanks, Tamika.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, JC, it's been a quick hour. Thank you so much. I've really enjoyed your presence.
Well, thank you for having me on the show, and I wish all your listeners and yourself a very happy new year and a Merry Christmas, too.
Same to you. So once again, we come to a close. Now let's pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night, and God bless.